listener exclusive.
Triple M Breakfast. Hello, Maddie Ray, and welcome back to the pod for another week. Now, this one we put up due to popular demand. It was from Friday's program, our chat with Noah and Danae Beltrami. Noah is an autism advocate, and he's also on the spectrum himself. He works currently at Vicari's Bakery in Griffith. He's doing his gap year there before he moves on to uni next year. And a congratulations to Noah, because he's received four offers to go to university, four different offers from four different unis, I think we can assume there. His mum, Danae, runs the Griffith Autism Support Group, which you may be familiar with. Check them out on Facebook. They also meet every second Friday of the month at the Southside Leagues at 10 a.m, and everyone's welcome for that. It's an important one because all April is Autism Awareness Month, and there's plenty that there needs to be done in regards to the local autism community. Danae stresses in this chat the importance of helping people who may be on the spectrum here locally into work and into schools, and giving the employees and the employers, rather, and at the schools, the incentives to take a chance on these people. So here's the chat. I want to start with you first, Danae. What is the group's aim, and what are we all getting up to throughout this important month?
Okay, well, basically this year we've sort of taken a different take on it. We just want to make sure that everyone's aware of autism, and it's about acceptance. We just want every person in the community to consider, if they don't already have someone in their lives that is neurodiverse, what their lives would look like and how they would be perceived if they did have an ASD or ADHD, etc. So that's basically our aim, is to provide support for families and educators throughout the community and businesses, and just try to get everyone to give these kids an opportunity.
Autism Awareness Day, that was Tuesday a week ago, as mentioned. So, Noah, you and your workplace, Vicari's Bakery, acknowledged the day by donning blue. So what was involved in both acknowledging that day, and how did that all get set up?
So me and my mum helped organise it. We, helped print balloons. We got T-shirts. They made blue cupcakes, which was not a part of the plan, but it was, really sick that they did that.
Excellent.
And to be honest, it felt really cool that happened, because when I was first starting primary school, I was the only kid with autism there at the school, the first one diagnosed to be at the school. And it's really cool to see something like this go this far now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your advocacy work, I think, has played a huge role in that. Can you talk about what inspires you to do that work, Noah?
Well, I mean, I've always been inspired to do that because, I grew up in a year where I was told that I shouldn't, act a certain way, or, when I was, play fighting with, a bunch of kids, that everyone was worried that I was too violent, though, it was all, fun and giggles. Obviously, I've had autism and, I've had problems, but I've never had a problem, being accepted. My friends are, so used to me being autistic.
Yeah. So you have...
And I think that's like me getting diagnosed so early as I have been, I guess that's why I am who I am today, because I do have that knowledge and that control. And yeah. And that's why acceptance, I think, is so important, because and how acceptance helped me, and I think how it can help other people.
Yeah. And so just if I could ask, how old were you when you got the diagnosis?
I got diagnosed at one.
And it does help when the diagnosis does come very early, because you can find ways to function in a neurotypical environment. Sadly, for many others, it does come quite late, doesn't it, Danae?
And that's the sad truth is that we do have a lot of kids that slip through the system. Mm. We do find kids that just get deemed as awkward or having issues at school, don't get a diagnosis very early, and they struggle with their own self-identity, and we just don't want them to feel like it's something that's to be ashamed of. So if they feel different, talk to their parents, seek help, and there is help out there. And it's really beautiful that Noah feels the way he does because, like, you know, we've made a really big effort to make sure that he understands that he's as important as anybody else and that, you know, he has a lot of traits and a lot of values that others don't have because of the way he is, you know. So we've always made him be proud of who he is, and he can't understand why people are ashamed or you know, feel embarrassed to acknowledge their differences. He said, like, we're all different. You know, some people, you know, have red hair, some people have blonde hair. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone, when you talk to people, you find that there's a lot of people that think that they have somewhere on the spectrum, you know, in some ways or another, once you start explaining to them what it feels like. And, you know, we all have our own little quirks and, you know, things like that. And it's just, we just want everyone to feel that they're valued and accepted, and we want employers and schools to feel like they can take the time to get to know these kids individually and make the setup more acceptable for them.
And I like how you put it, Noah, when Regan Riverina spoke to you, like the difference between someone being right-handed and left-handed.
Basically.
Well, yeah, that's how, like, because I actually, like, did my like, it's not often I, like, do this, but, like, I haven't, like, been directly involved yet, but I have been, like, researching stuff within, like, the autism, like, rights community. And, like, that's, like, one, like, that's how, like, we want it to be defined someday.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's it. Now, oh, you were saying, Danae, about the place that schools and workplaces have, I guess, in this, in helping this. What incentives are there locally for schools and workplaces to enrol and employ people on the autism spectrum? And are there organisations that do help in this regard?
Yeah, well, in regards to schools, like usually in primary, there's like minor little changes that can be made in a school system, but there is classes available at Western Riverina Community College from the years of 9 to 12 that cater for children that just can't fit into the system. So I'm yet to speak to an autistic child or a child with ADHD, et cetera, that feels that they had a positive experience at school. They tend to struggle with lots of things that are going on. But for children that are quite high functioning, some modifications can be done in the school system that sometimes can be just tiny little environmental changes that would make a great impact. But, you know, each child is different and they need to talk to that child and find out what their needs are. But there are training programs available through organisations such as Currajong and employment agencies like the Personnel Group, which Noah has just started commencing, to assist school leavers with disabilities and ASD to gain employment and learn skills that they could need, like first aid, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah. And if someone listening right now is thinking of, oh, how do I help raise awareness this Autism Awareness Month, what is your message to them?
My message is basically start a conversation, talk to people. That's all they need to do. You know, if they're an employer, you know, maybe look at ways that you could implement, you know, give someone a job or give them an opportunity. There's plenty of, like, beautiful kids out there that are just seeking that go. Just give them a go. And basically, yeah, just have a discussion, watch some videos, understand it, like get to understand what it's like to have autism and be just open your heart and be more accepting, basically.
Well, I want to thank you both for the great work you do in the community, Danae, and you with the group, and of course you with your advocacy, Noah. Congratulations to on the university offers. Any new updates regarding that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think I've kind of like narrowed down where I'm going to go. I'm actually like now trying to like make plans and preparations, like keep my independence up, like learn, like do washing. and all that stuff.
Yeah,
because like obviously, like I'm gonna try to like
you like, want to move
like
away.
Like I'm gonna like try to like figure out like what how I'm gonna move out and stuff.
Because yeah.
Look, it's not just a like it's a big change for anybody, really.
It is anyone that does it the first time. Let me tell you, it is quite daunting and frightening. Of course, you know when you may be neurodivergent, there are also another set of challenges. But it's something that we all go through at some point. But it is, I think, sensational that you've got those offers to go to university and congratulations once again on that.
Yeah.
Well done on the work that you do. And going forward for the rest of this month and the rest of this year, both you two, mum and son, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. A listener exclusive.